Good day, and thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Newmarket Property REIT Half Year Results 2022 results presentation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there'll be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. If you require further assistance, please press star zero. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Managing Director, Mr. Chris Langford. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the presentation and briefing the half year results for Newmarket Property REIT. My name is Chris Langford. I'm Joint Managing Director of Newmarket. Firstly, I'd like to start today's presentation by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the lands in which our businesses and our investments operate, and recognize their ongoing connection to the land, waters, and community. We pay our respect to First Nation elders past, present, and emerging. Today, I'm joined by Fund Manager Ed Cruickshank, our Chief Financial Officer Matt Sweeney. Obviously, the Newmarket Property REIT only IPO'd in early December 2021 after successfully operating for 7 years as an unlisted trust for the Newmark Hardware Trust and 10 years in the case of Newmark Chadstone Property Trust. Today's presentation relates to the 24 days of trade for the brief reporting period between IPO on 6th of December and 31 December. Today's presentation will go through an overview of the REIT's performance for the reporting period, along with the financial results. Matt Sweeney will then provide us with an update on our balance sheet and interest rate risk management, after which Ed will summarize and provide an overview of the outlook for the balance of the financial year. Highlights for the reporting period include a distribution of 0.0068 per unit, which is in line with the PDS forecast. We are pleased to reaffirm the PDS guidance equivalent to an annualized 0.097 per unit for the full year. Our high-quality portfolio continues to perform strongly with long lease term of 7.4 years and 99% occupancy. Rent collections have continued their strong performance with minimal impact from COVID lockdowns. Our debt position has been secured with interest rate hedges on 76% of borrowings, with further hedging to be implemented and we draw down further debt for the final payment on construction in Preston later this year. In summary, this strong and reliable REIT continues to deliver on its promise and is well set, stable and predictable performance for the balance of the financial year. Thank you very much for your participation. I'll now hand over to Ed to take you through the trust performance in more detail.
Thanks, Chris, and good morning, everyone. NPR's objective is to provide investors with exposure to a high-quality real estate investment that provides for a secure and defensive income profile. What underpins NPR's performance is a land-rich portfolio that is strategically located, a secure and defensive income profile that has no significant near-term expiries, 99% occupancy, and a WALE of 7.4 years to leading national retailers. 76% of income is underpinned by Bunnings, who has continued to outperform consistently and were recently named Australia's strongest brand, and built-in income growth that is underpinned by attractive net lease structures. Our Preston property, which is due for completion in early FY 2023 and will support growth in underlying property income. We continue to actively participate in the market and are seeing strong deal flow and number of opportunities that fit within the core investment strategy of NPR. Newmark is an experienced investment manager with a 10-year track record of performance and who has strong alignment with a co-investment stake of 18.2% and a majority independent board with significant experience in the industry. If you go to slide 7, we've provided the portfolio overview. NPR consists of 8 assets with an end value of 521 million dollars upon completion of Preston. As at 31 December 2021, The values adopted for the properties are consistent with that of the IPO date and is based on independent valuations as of September 2021. With a weighted average cap rate of 5.07%, a WALE of 7.4 years, and portfolio occupancy of 99%, it is a high-quality, modern portfolio. On slide 9, we have provided further geographic context regarding the portfolio. It is a land-rich portfolio covering more than 260,000 square metres of well-located real estate across the 8 properties. In Victoria, we own 4 assets, representing just over 50% of the portfolio. 3 of the 4 properties are currently trading, whilst Preston is currently under construction and due to settle in early FY23. Preston will be Bunnings' new flagship store in Victoria and have a new 12-year lease. Our Melton property, which was acquired in August 2021, and is located in one of Victoria's fastest-growing regions with a significant catchment area, and Warragul, which consists of a Bunnings and is accompanied by a Kmart and 7 other tenancies. The Kmart, in particular, continues to trade very strongly and is a turnover-based lease, with sales for FY22 tracking ahead of the turnover threshold. And our Chadstone Home Plus Homemaker Centre, which is a dominant homemaker centre providing a good representation of national retailers. In New South Wales, we have our East Gardens asset, which is located in the Sydney's eastern suburbs, was acquired in April 2021, and it is a prominent flagship store for Bunnings, and located on the New South Wales Central Coast in a growing urban centre location. In Queensland, we own Bunnings Maroochydore, which is a freestanding Bunnings warehouse. Maroochydore is undergoing significant investment and expansion in the surrounding precinct, with a number of major projects being completed. In Tasmania, we own 1 Bunnings Launceston. It is a freestanding Bunnings warehouse and is accompanied by an additional 3 large format retail tenancies, including JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks and Petstock. On page 10, we have provided an overview of the underlying property income. The key takeouts of the portfolio is the defensive nature of the future income stream. 76% of income is underpinned by one of Australia's best retailers in Wesfarmers. 90% of the total income is to leading national retailers. The portfolio is 99% occupied, and we've recently entered into a heads of agreement for the remaining vacancy in Chadstone. And we anticipate executing a lease in the coming days. This is a terrific outcome for the Chadstone property and the REIT more broadly, and will take occupancy to 100%. There are no significant near-term expiries up until FY26, with a couple of tenants having exercised options for renewal since the IPO. We now only have 1 lease expiring in June of 22 at 0.7% of income. On page 11, we have provided further detail regarding the composition of the future income growth. NPR's portfolio is a combination of fixed and CPI-based leases, providing for a predictable, reliable and growing income stream. 85% of the income has fixed contractual rent increases averaging approximately 3%. This is built-in income growth for NPR. The remaining 15% of the portfolio has either CPI or turnover-based leases that also provide for underlying growth. This combination of fixed and CPI-based growth goes to the core of the defensive nature of NPR and consistent and growing income. If you turn to slide 13, we provide a summary of financial performance. For the period from IPO to 31 December 2021, NPR performed in line with our expectations and forecasts. From a statutory performance perspective, NPR derived a net loss of $1.2 million that was a result of IPO-related activities. From an FFO perspective, once one-off acquisition and transaction costs and other non-cash items are taken into perspective, NPR has delivered an FFO of $1.1 million or 0.6 cents per unit, which is in line with our original guidance and forecasts. As Chris noted, NPR declared a distribution to investors of 0.68 cents per unit for the period ended 31 December 2021. And we continue to reaffirm our guidance of an annualised distribution yield of 9.7 cents per unit. I'll now pass to Matt Sweeney, Newmark CFO, to talk through the balance sheet and capital management strategy.
Thanks, Ed. Turning now to the balance sheet. NPR has gross assets of $457 million with $6 million of cash and equivalents, $449 million of investment properties at fair value, and the remaining $1.5 million a mix of smaller items such as prepayments and accrued income. The investment properties were all independently valued at 30 September prior to IPO, and the directors of the responsible entity are satisfied that those values remain appropriate as of 31 December 2021. Investment properties will continue to be reported and assessed at fair value in future financial statements. The net asset value of NPR is $321.5 million, which equates to $1.77 per security as at the 31st of December 2021. Moving on to our capital structure. The balance sheet is currently geared at 27.5%, being in the lower end of our target gearing range, and has drawn debt balances of $130.7 million and net reported borrowings of $129.4 million. Finance facility was modified on the 15th of December 2021 and extended for a three-year term expiring in December 2024, or FY25, as per the graph. The syndicated facility is jointly provided by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia and the Westpac Banking Corporation for a total of $215 million. The undrawn $84.3 million portion of this facility will assist with the settlement of precedent in Q3 of this calendar year. Moving on to hedging. In Q1 of 2022, we entered into two hedging arrangements of $50 million each for a two-year and three-year term respectively. This resulted in $100 million of hedging being secured against a drawn balance of $130.7 million. We're in percentage terms at 76.5% of drawn debt, in line with our hedging policy target of between 50 and 100% of total debt. We will continue to consider our hedging options as our balance sheet evolves in order to mitigate potential volatility of future cash flows for investors. As a result of the hedging entered, our current forecast average cost of drawn debt from IPO to the end of the 2022 financial year is 2.3% per annum. I will now hand back to Ed to provide an outlook, recap, and conclusion of the presentation.
Thank you, Matt. If you refer to slide 17, you will note our strategic areas of focus. Our focus is to provide investors with exposure to a listed real estate investment that provides consistent and growing income. We will continue to maintain defensive tenant exposures within the portfolio. This will be done through managing the existing tenants and expiries within the portfolio, as we've demonstrated in Maroochydore and Chadstone recently, to ensure optimal tenancy, quality, mix and tenure. This will include ensuring new acquisitions are underpinned by leases to leading national tenants. Proactive management of the existing portfolio will continue to assess the existing portfolio of opportunities, including adjacent land pad site opportunities and assessment of ESG initiatives across the portfolio. And it's also worth noting that 100% of the portfolio will be progressively revalued in 2022. We will execute our growth strategy. As noted, Preston is on track for completion in early FY23 and will build on the current property income. Yes, there were some initial disruptions in 2021 as a result of COVID supply chain issues, but Bunnings is progressing well, and we are really excited about the property being completed. In relation to new acquisitions, we are being presented with some really good opportunities through our relationships, both on-market and off-market, and we are focused on identification of assets that fit within the core strategy and investment thesis of NPR. And as Matt has outlined, we'll continue to maintain and recalibrate our capital structure as our growth strategy is executed. So in summary, NPR is set up for success and is on track to deliver on our forecasts and provide investors with a defensive and sustainable income return and long-term growth. Our FFO and DPU is in line with our FY22 forecasts, and we reaffirm our FY22 distribution guidance of 9.7 cents per unit annualised for the period from 8th of December 2021 to 30 June 2022. And we've entered into a head-to-head agreement for the remaining vacant space within the Chadstone property that will take the portfolio to 100% occupancy. Our Preston development is on track for completion in early FY23 and will provide future growth. And we've executed our interest hedging strategy by hedging $100 million of bonds for 77%. We will continue to recalibrate our capital management strategy upon the settlement of Preston in early FY23. So thank you very much for your time today. That concludes the formal presentation. We'll now pass over to Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question today, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound hash key. Once again, it is star one and wait for your name to be announced. Thank you. Once again, if you do wish to ask a question, it is star one and wait for your name to be announced. Our first question on the telephone queue is from Murray Connolly from Mobley's Australia. Murray, please ask your question.
Hi, good morning, Ed and team. On the heads of agreement that's just been signed at Chadston, who's the tenant there? And then also, what are the CapEx implications of that new tenancy, please? Is there much work to be done at that JB Hi-Fi space?
Hi, Murray. Chris Langford here. We haven't signed the lease yet. It's a heads of agreement stage, so I don't think it's appropriate for us to be disclosing the details. But I think it's fair to say that it's a tenant who's already a key retailer in our portfolio and is a high caliber. And we expect to be able to make that announcement in the next few days. We just not quite got the final documents executed. In terms of the CapEx and the financials, it's all in accordance with the forecast assumptions in terms of both the timing of rent commencement by FY23 and the capital required to do some modification and fit out works. So I hope that covers it all. Anything else?
Yeah, Mario, I was just going to say, I think from a CapEx and sensors and the like, it's all in line with evaluations performed at 30 September. So, it's a great result for Chadston. So we just look forward to delivering on that in the coming days.
Great, thanks. I was just curious to hear your thoughts around the direct market at the moment as it pertains to NPR's portfolio. We've obviously just had another regional Bunnings transact at a 4% cap rate. So just keen to hear your expectations on the impact that the recent evidence might have on NPR's valuations fees, just given the cap rate that sits, or the average cap rate that sits at 507 at the moment.
Yeah, sure. Obviously we're aware of the transaction that was announced now yesterday. I think, for us at this stage, we're obviously reporting on 31 December results. The key for us, post the IPO, is looking at transactions that occurred beyond the 30 September independent valuations and assessing our portfolio as to whether or not we consider that market, and we're comfortable, obviously, where we sit as at December they are as that market. There have been some transactions that are transacting at fairly sharp yields that we're aware of. I think, there's obviously a couple of circumstances there which, have compressed those equivalent yields. So I think, as we stand today, we're comfortable that our portfolio is at fair value. But, it's obviously a pretty competitive market out there. They're highly priced assets. So, again, it just goes to the quality of our portfolio. And, we're obviously very happy with how it's performing today.
Great. Thanks very much.
And once again, if you do wish to ask a question, it is star one. Our next telephone question is from Rodney Bolton from PT Private Capital. Rodney, please ask your question. Rodney, you might be on mute. Please unmute your line.
You're totally right. Sorry about that. Now, my question was, I read an article in the AFR earlier in February about BWP having trouble with Bunnings and albeit Bunnings, their sales going up, like the rent reviews rent going down. Do you have a sense of that same sort of pressure?
I think, thanks for your question, Rodney. I think as we've outlined in our presentation today, the key to this rate is obviously fixed and growing income profile. We've got weighted average rent increases across the portfolio of 2.7%, fixed increases with an average of 3%. I think, can't comment on BWP, but having these pressures. We're not experiencing cost pressures. So,
hopefully that answers your question. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Rodney, it's Chris Langford here, just to add to Ed's comment. I just think it's worth, you know, the focus on the growing economies that we're very focused on, securing sites in strong local economies. And I think the key for us is where we do look at the current or the starting base rent and that those fixed increases. And we don't want to have a position where the property might be over rented and has that sort of negative reversion when the lease expires or has a review. So we're very pleased with the performance and the location of all of our properties and the fact that there is activity and growth around them. And we think that stands us in good stead for that long-term review. Bearing in mind they're all some years away, but we don't think that we're going to have that risk of negative reversions that you're asking about.
Okay, thanks. Good.
And once again, if you do wish to ask a question, it is star one on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, it is star one if you do wish to ask a question. Thank you. And once again, it is star one.
Kevin, if there's no further questions at this stage, obviously, I think we might just finish it off there. So, in summary, we're really excited, obviously, how the portfolio has been performing since IPO. I think, you know, it's in line with our guidance. And obviously, you know, we're looking forward to delivering on our guidance that was detailed in the PDS as part of the IPO. We've reaffirmed FY22 guidance on distribution at 9.7 cents per unit annualised. And we're really excited about the quality of the portfolio and obviously providing to investors long-term growing income profile going forward. So, unless there's any further questions, we might just finish it up there.
There's no further questions, so thank you for all participating today. You may all disconnect and have a great day and goodbye.